We'll start with the Mishnah in Daf Lamed Aleph on the Beis and Erechim. The Mishnah talks about the Botei Arei Chomo, which the din is that you sell a house in a walled city, that means a city that has walls from the time of Yeshua Ben Nun, and the din is you could be goel the house, you could buy it back. It's in fact a mitzvah to buy it back, that it should become yours again, because it was always yours from your nachla, from the father's. So the din is you could only buy it back, have a chus to buy it back within a year of the selling it. But if you didn't buy it back within a year, so then the house becomes completely signed over to the one who bought it. So there were people that weren't interested in selling back the house. They wanted to keep the house by them. They didn't want the one who sold it to redeem it. So they used to hide the last day of the year today that the person who wants to buy it back, he shouldn't find him, he won't be able to redeem the house. The Mishnah says, Barishoino, in the first time, so Yonitman Yom Shneimasar Chodesh, the day that it's finished at 12 months, and then it's completely the buyer's, so that's the last chance the seller has to redeem the house. So the one who bought it, the one who's living there, used to hide Kedei Sheicholutlo, Kedei that the day should go by without doing the geula of the house, and then it would completely be owned by the one who's living there, by the buyer. Hiskin Hilal Sheicholish Mosav Lalishka. So Hilal made a takana that the one who's selling it, who comes with the money to be goel the house, he should be able to throw the money into a lishka. So here there's two pshatim. One pshat is it's a lishka in the Hazora, and one pshat is a lishka in Bezdin. The Rambam says it's in Bezdin, he puts it. So even though the one who's supposed to receive the money, he's not receiving the money, but it's a takon of Hilo that if he throws it into the lishka, he gives it into Bezdin, it's also as if he gave it to him and he was goel the house. Then he could break down the door and just go in. Soon we will see why he says Shovra Sadelas Venichnas to Briskerov says. And he's able to go into the house and again live there. Whenever the one who's living there, the buyer, wants to get his money, he could get it back. But meantime, the one who sold it goes back into the house. So that was a takona, even though he didn't want to take the money, but he'll take it bal korcho. Omar Rav, mitakonoso shel Hillel, from the takona of Hillel, we learn a halocha, reze gitech al menas shetitni limosayim zuz, venosna loy midai toy megureshes, bal korcho yeino megureshes. Rava learns that halacha that nesina bal korcho is not called a nesina. That means wherever we need a nesina, like of a matona or something, so if we give it to a person and he doesn't want to receive it, it's not called giving it to him. Because over here, let's say we're in a case where he says, I raise a git, he gives a lady a get, and he says, I'm not that you'll give him a sim zuz. And at the end, he didn't want to receive it. So if he wanted to receive it, it's Mekayim de Tanai. If he didn't want to receive it, so it's not Mekayim de Tanai. It's called Nesina Baal Korcho and Lo Shmo Nesina. Why? The Gemara says, Midi Tzichle Hila Le Tikuni. Nesina Baal Korcho Abba Nesina. He had to make a special takona that the Nesina into the Lishko, which is by force, is called the Nesina. Ho Baal Me Nesina Baal Korcho Lo Abba Nesina. So we see that all the time. A Nesina Baal Korcho is not a Nesina. So here Tosfos asks, of course a Nesina Baal Korcho is not a Nesina if a person doesn't want to receive something, so he didn't receive it, it's not his. So that Tosfos says, Vaday Matona is a Rishus, so of course it's not called a Nesina. But we're talking about a place where it's a Kiyuma Tanai. Lamosho, he already gave a get, and the get is really a get, only you have to be Mekayim the Tanai. It's as if it's a Nesina that's supposed to become. Such a Nesina could be a Chidush, that Nesina Baal Korcho is not a Nesina, because he himself asked for that Nesina. Then Tosfos has another kasha. He asks, why did the person have to hide himself on the last day? Let him not hide himself. And Nesina Baal Korcho is not a Nesina. Whatever he finds him, he wants to give him, won't help, because it's not a Nesina. That's why he allowed to be Metakin. Why did he have to hide? So Tosfos says, because it's not practical. If he would meet him, he would be embarrassed not to take the money, so that's why he hid, kedei that it should look like he's a good person, and he just didn't find him, so memela the house became his. He didn't want to in the open look like he's not, he's avoiding the geula. Now, the Aguda brings from this a raya. The Sefer Aguda, Befiasu brings it down to Simon Reish Zion, that if somebody made a neder or a shvua that within a certain period of time he will give tzedakah, or he will give a certain chefetz to tzedakah, let's say within these 30 days he's going to at one point give a certain chefetz to tzedakah, and he didn't do it right away, he pushed it off until the last day, and the last day he was an onus and he just couldn't be mekayimet, he had an onus, is that called that he was over on the neder or not? So the Aguda brings a raya from here that a onus biyomachon, that means if you had time and just at the last point you didn't be able to do it because of onus, is that called the onus or not? Because you could look at it as if he could have done it the whole time. It's not called the onus. He had a lot of time to do it. Or maybe because the last minute he couldn't do it, so it's called the onus. So he brings a raya from here that a onus biyomachon is not called the onus. Because if it's called the onus, so what did Hillel have to be metakin? That you throw the money into the lishka, let him wait another day. This day he's an onus, he can't do the geula. So he's as if he did it. Onus rachmona patri. So it's as if he did a geula. So it shouldn't be the buyer's cholut to the buyer. Elo hezaraya that mitzad the din of onus, it's not called onus. There's a Namuke Yosef in Baba Kama. He brings a Gemara. The Gemara talks about Eishu Mishum Chitzov and Eishu Mishum Mamono. And the Gemara says even the Mandoma that holds Eishu Mishum Mamono, he also, everybody holds that Eishu Mishum Mamono, even the one who holds Eishu Mishum Chitzov. But the question is, some say Eishu Mishum Mamono and not Mishum Chitzov. And the Gemara says, what's the nafkimin if we say Eish is Mishum Chitzov or Mishum Mamono? The Gemara says, if you pay our bod for him, if it's Eishu Mishum Chitzov, so when somebody sends a fire, it's as if he himself did it with his own hands, so he's Chayav Be Nezek Tzar Ripu Sheves and Bosh is not Kosna with Kavona. But if it's Mishum Amono, it's like Shoro that was Mazik, so he's only Chayav in Nezek, like by a Shor, but he's not Chayav in our bod for him. Then he asked him, Toymar, why are you Chayav by Eishu Mishum Chitzov more than if somebody threw something? Somebody, it's the Gemara says in Daf Chovovim, but become somebody threw object and he wanted to throw two amos and Maisit came out to four amos and it was Mazik, somebody's Chovel and somebody, so he's Ponto from our Bo Dvorim because it was Beli Chavona. So why, when he sent the Eish, and it's also Beli Chavona because the Gemara says that he was supposed to. He could have put a fence in front of Eish. Once it spread, there was still time to put a fence, but then he forgot and he didn't put the fence up. So then it's Chayv Mishum Amoino, and it's Potter from our Bod Vorik. Yesh Loima, or maybe the Nemuk Yosef is asking on Eish Mishum Chitzov, that he sent to Eish, and it's Beli Chavona as much as like Zorak Shtayim Nizrak Arba. So why by the Eish is Chayev on Arba Dvorim, and it's Kav Nizrak Shtayim Zorak Arba is Chayev on Arba? So he says, Yesh Loim Adosam Kvar Shir Bekoach Zrikoso to Lo Lizrak Tfei. He knew that it won't go further, and he's a Korov Lo'onus that it went further. So Mimele is Potter from our Bo Dvorim. Avalochesh lo shomar gachal toimei ruach mitzuyo. He could have watched the Eish that it shouldn't spread even from a ruach mitzuyo. He didn't watch it. So he's called a poshea. So Mimele is not korov lon. It's more like a poshea. So it's like Odom HaMazik and it's Chayven our Bo Dvorim. So then he's Mamshich and he says, Lefichoch lo dominami lo iso eben munachas lo b'cheiko. He had a stone in his lap. And then Bishochach Vomad Benoflo, he forgot and he got up. When he got up, the stone fell out and was Mazik. The Potter Midale Dvorim is Potter from the.
One second, let's see if it's going on. See if the line is going to stay up there.
Maybe I have
to. Overflowing. Okay, let's get back on.
Okay.
Going
on.
Well,
that's the thing you can hear.
Could you hear me?
No, 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 no.
for him. I'm on mine. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it says that if he had a stone in his lap and then it fell out, because he got up, he forgot that it's in his lap and it fell out, so he's potter. Because if you go b'shas hanocha, he could b'shas that it was in his lap, he was careful. There's nothing to be careful about. There's no shia.
Yeah,
any mishum d'shochach.
No, it's not. You connect it to him?
Okay. Imishum d'shochach that he forgot that it's in his lap, we should be mechayiv him. So he's a onus legabe shikha. Just like he, in the Gemara and Shavua, says by Shavua that if somebody forgot, so it's libo onso. Libo onso is called a onus. So Memela, the Gemara in Dav Chovov, it says that he had a Eben Munachas Lebecheko and he forgot and he got up his potter from Dalet Dvorim, because even though in the beginning he knew about it, but he wasn't a pshia, and then at the end he was a onus, so he's potter. Even though he forgot it, still we call it a onus. So the Ramah says, Lefirush HaRamah, so the Nemuki Yosef says, nearly borer. The Mishalo is palil, bod sheesh lo zman li is palil. He has time to daven mincha, we'll say he has 6 hours in the day. And he didn't daven at the beginning of it, mipnei shesovo shadai nishar lo zman achar sheigmar oso esik shom isasik bo. He thinks he still has time after he finishes his business. So that means in the beginning he had in mind to daven mincha later, and he did something in the middle, he did business or something, and then when it came time really to daven, it was already too late. So eno nikro mezidu poshea. It's only called tov lo yispalo that he can daven a tashlumin. The din is that if somebody forgets to daven a tefillah, if it's shachri, so you daven twice mincha. If it's, you forgot mincha, you daven twice meir. But that's only if he forgot, not if he's amazing. So the question is here, he knew about it, but he's at fault that he forgot because he pushed it off. Still, it's called that he's onus. Just like we saw by the event, that shikha is called onus. So also, legabit fila, shikha, what he forgot, is called onus, even though he could have done it before. Chen mishen is chayv lachaveru shbue. If he was nischaived b'shvua to give somebody money, and he remembered when it was still a long time in the day, he still had time to do it. He says to himself, "Adain yesh li pnai." And he forgot. It's not like he was over on the shvua. It's like an onus that he was onus to be over on the shvua. So he's potter. Then the Nemuki Yosef says, maybe the gabe tefila. It's worse because by tefillah there's a special takonas chazal to be careful before the time, not to do something in the half an hour before. So memela is more like a pshia. But because the Mukesif says that the Fidah Ramah, if somebody forgot, forgetting is not called a pshia. And they want to say that it's doma to the aguda. That means it's not like the aguda. The aguda says that ones biyom achron is not called the onus. So if you forget, Mogen Avram brings down the Aguda Legabi the Din of Tashlumi, and he says that Lechura Lefiza Aguda would come out, like not like the Nemuki Yosef, not like the Ramah, and we would say that if somebody had time to daven, and then he forgot, because he pushed it off, he forgot, so it's called like a mezi. Lefiza Aguda, it's not called the onus, because he had time before to do it. He wasn't an onus on the whole time. So the same thing by Mincha. If he didn't daven Mincha, he's not called the onus, because the onus was just at the end and not in the beginning. So then the Mogen Avraham says, he argues with it, and he says not like the Aguda. And he brings in the beginning of this Mogen Avraham, he brings Ayin Lekamon Simen Tov Kuf Chof Zayin Siv Zayin. And that's a din that we'll have this week, Legabe Eruv Tavshilin. The din by Eruv Tavshilin is that each person has a mitzvah to make an Eruv Tavshilin. Eruv Tavshilin is that if it comes out Yom Tov right before Shabbos, so we're not supposed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, only if we started cooking from before Yom Tov, and now we're just continuing. So we put a Tavshil, a piece of fish, or a challah, and we miyached it for Eruv, and that means that we'll continue on Yom Tov to cook for Shabbos al smach this Eruv. And it's a mitzvah on each person to make Eruv. If you forgot, you're a posheya, you could have done it and you just relied on somebody else, that the Godel Oir will do it for everybody, then you can only once rely, but then you can't rely anymore because it's called a posheya. But what's the din if he was shochach? Misha shochach. That means he was an onus on it, and one of the suge onsim is called shochach, so he could be somech on the godol o'ir. If you're a poshea, then you can't be somech on the godol o'ir. And the Mogen Avraham here brings the din of tashlumin by tefillah, the din of eruv tafshilin, that we see that ovad shochach is also called like an onus, as well as he brings the din by Chol HaMoed, that if he forgot to do a melacha before Chol HaMoed, and now it came Chol HaMoed, it's a dover ovad, so only if he's not a mezid he could do it, and it's called that he's a shogeg, because shochach is like forgetting. And then let's get back to the aguda, that the Mogen Avraham brings the aguda, that if he forgot in the last minute, it's not called the onus, and he can't daven lefi the aguda by the din of neder, so by mincha, by davening, he wouldn't be able to do a tashlumi. So the Mogen Avraham says, nearly the ain't a raya. It's not a raya from Bote or Echoma. The Hosam loy mahani oines midi. Oines. Oines doesn't help by Bote or Echoma. The din of Bote or Echoma is that you have to be goelit within a year. If you weren't goel, it doesn't matter why you weren't goel, but you weren't goelit. Lemaisa, there wasn't a redeeming of this bais. So Memela, the bais is cholut, it belongs to the kone. And the onus wouldn't help. He says, "Midi dahave alvo al sodeu, piisno lifdoso toch gimel sharim." He lent him, and he took him on his field. That means on a mashkin on his field. And he said, "I'll be podo to within 3 years." Biru onus velo podo shol cholislo, because he wasn't mekaimed tonight. He didn't be podo, so memele it should be called for the kone. So the Mogen Avraham and the Nemuki Yosef, they argue with the aguda. The aguda says the onus biyom achron is not called the onus. And the Nemuki Yosef and the Mogen Avraham say that it is called the onus. Then there's a Taz, and you're a day of Simon Reish Lamed Beis. There's a long Ramah. In the middle of this Ramah in Sifyut Beis, he says like this: Misha Nishba. He made a neder or a shavua that he's going to do a certain dover within a year. That means he has time a whole year. He should do it once in the year, or a certain day he should do it. When it comes that day, or when it starts the year that he's supposed to do it, he should do it right away. Supposed to do it right away because he might forget and then it'll be over on the nether. If he didn't do it right away and he weighed, so he says he still has time to do it. He's not mechuyv to do it right away, because he pushed it off. He didn't do it. So he brings a machlokas. That the Nemuki Yosef in Ketzad Arega, which we read before, is called the Ones. And Aguda is called, they says that it's not called the Ones. And the Taz argues with Aguda, and brings down the Aguda, and he says, "Any Roa Mikan Raya Klal." There's no Raya, because if we would know for sure that he hid on the last day, and it's Ones Biomachron, so maybe we would know for sure that it's a Raya, that Ones Biomachron is not called Ones. But we don't know for sure that he hid in the last day. He could say, "I was available, you didn't find me, but I was around, you didn't look for me, so it's not Ones." And he'll say that the bite is cholut to him, because really it was never Ones. So Memele, there's room for Hillel to be Misaken. That means, Bemis, we could say that Ones Biomachron is called Ones, but we'll never have a Raya Brura that it's really Ones. So always we'll have to have Hillel's Takona. So it's no Raya what Aguda brings. Another tiny yes. Because it could be that Bemis, Nesina Bal Korcho is called a Nesina. Let's say that Nesina Bal Korcho is called a Nesina, but he wants to go into the house right away. He doesn't want to wait. So Hilo made a takona today that the Balabos should be able to come right away into the house, that he should be able to throw the money and go in right away. Because the person is hiding. Where will he give him the money? He doesn't have the money. He's not in front of him. So it could be Nesina Bal Korcho would be a Nesina, but he's not in front of him to do it. So you need a takona to help the person get back into his house. Then he says, so Mele holds like the day Rishona, like the day that it is called the Ones, like the Nemuk Yosef and Boba Kama. And then he says, Vumis Taber, the Iker Zman Piron Ubiyomo Achron, the Kilo Lohoyo Shom Rak Oso Yom. He says, the Taz says that the Iker Zman Piron of the Bais and Bote Arichom of the whole year, the Iker time is at the end, when that's Kovea. So Mele, it's not called that he's pushing it off the whole time. The Iker is the last day, so Mele, you're allowed to push it off. You could do it the last day. That's what the Taz baskets. But the Emes of Medayik and the Loshon Ramah, the Ramah says, Yesh lo la'asosu miyad o b'shachris k'shiagia osu ayom. Because he might forget, so he should do it right away. It could be it's a diuk in the Ramah that what the Aguda was, it's Yodua that's called the Ones Biyom Achron. What's the shear? If he pushed it off a month, and then for 11 months he was an onus, is that also called onus biyom achron? Like, how do we know if it's only the last day? So lefi the Taz, he says the last day is the Iker, but the Ramos says you should do it right away because you might forget. So it's mashma that there's a special chiyuv to hurry up and do it the first chance you could. So it could be if it has one day, or right away he could have done it. So then the rest is called onus biyom achron. Let's see what the Ramah says. So we have the Taz and the Morgan of Rome, which paskin not like the Aguda, and they say Ones Biyom Achron is called the Ones. And the Chai Odom, when he brings the Din of Tashlumin in Klal Chov Zayin, he brings a Medrash in Itzovim, that the Medrash in Itzovim, he says, is also Mashma, that a person that was Osik Bitzrochov, and he forgot the daven, so he could still be Mispalo Tashlumi, which is mashma like the Nemuke Yosef, that still it's called Shochach, and he could still daven. He didn't lose his schus of davening Tashlumi, it's not called amazing. In the Ktsos, in Simen Nun Hei, he asks on the Aguda. That the Gemara and Gittin learned from Takonas Hilo, or the Gemara and Erchin learned that Nesina Bal Korcho lo Shmo Nesina. If you give a person something Bal Korcho, it's not called a Nesina. Like if we mentioned before, if you say Areze Gitech Al Menas Shetit Nili Mosaim Zuz, she can't give it Bal Korcho. Wouldn't be called a Nesina. So that's why Hilo let it be Mesakin, that he can't give it Bal Korcho. But if it's a Takona, you could put in the Lishko Bal Korcho. So why did he have to hide? He should have taken the money. He should have been giving him the money even beforehand. He could have given him wherever he sees him the money, Bal Korcho. So it's enough that he won't take the money. Why does he have, so Bamis it came out like Tosfos Kashi. Tosfos asks, why does he have to hide? He could have given it to him, and Tosfos says that Befonov will be misbaish. Then he asks, Gam Hikshov, he asks from Ksuvis, that the Gemara says that if yesh ones begitin or ain ones begitin. The Gemara says that if somebody said that the get will be if lo basi mekanat shnei masor chodesh in May, so it's not a get because ain get lachamisa. But if choloi was sick and he couldn't come, so it is called a get because ain ones begitin. I has a tainus ones that he was cholo, and that's why he didn't come. But still, we say that it's called a get. So we see that ones we don't tain a begitin. So yes, maybe it's not because ain ones begin. Bam, as there is a ones begin, but here it's not called the ones because he could have come before. Before he got sick, he had time to come, and he didn't come. So what he got sick is like a chola b'yoy machon, and that's not called the ones. So memela, that's why it's not a get, but it's no right that ain ones begin. So that's why the Ktsos learns, the Ktsos argues on it, and he says that Lemaisa, we say not like the Aguda. Ones Biyom Achron is called the Ones. But by Bote or Echoma, it doesn't help Onus Bechlal, because Bote or Echoma is really a Mechira Gemura. The Torah gave him a schus that he could be goyel. Once he wasn't goyel, it doesn't help. It wouldn't help him. So Memele, it doesn't matter which kind of Onus, but Lemaise wasn't goyel. So it could be that even if he was Onus the whole year, so still he wouldn't be able to get back the house. The Nesivus says, argues on the Ksos, and he says not like the Ksos. The Ksos learned that Boti Ari Choyma is called that it's a Mechira Gemura, only has a Schus to be paid. So yes, the Sugya before, in Erchin, it says that the Boti Ari Choyma is like Ribis Veino Ribis. Why is it like Ribis? Because the person is living in the house. Then, if we redeem it, he was goyal the house, he gives back all the money that the person paid, and he gets back the house. So it comes out that the person was living in the house. So it's like Bisharam Tonas Mosov, because he lent him money, he bought the house, he gave him money for the house, and because of that he's living in the house. And then they switched back, but the living in the house was the Hano that he had because he lent him the money, because the money wasn't by him. So we see from that Gemara, if it's called like Ribis, but the Torah Yitira, but Ribis it's called. So we see that it's not a Mechira Gemara, it's really like a Halva. So if it's like Halva, so we can't say that it's only a Chus of the Goel to be put to the house. Like the Ksos learns that it's like a Chus to be put to the house. So if he's Onus and he couldn't be put there, so we say Onus Rachmona Patre, but not Onus Rachmona Chayve. To give back the house, to sell back the house because somebody's Onus, the Torah wasn't mechayev to do that. If you have to do something, you're potter if you're honest. But the Fiza Nesivus, and Nesivus says that it's like a halva, so really it didn't belong to the lokeach. It has to belong to him just at the end of the year when he wasn't goel it. So we say that the person who was had to be goel is onus. So onus rachmona patre. The Torah patered him from giving the house to the lokeach. So then, according to the Nesivus says that the emes onus would help. It would be a onus, and it wouldn't be cholut to the one who bought it. Then the Nesiva says that really there's no onus bechlal by Bote Arichoma, because lemoshul, if the mocher, he doesn't have money the whole year, lo yisigo yodo, so he's honest the whole year. He's not even biyom achron. The whole year he's honest. And on that the Torah says that it's still cholu to the buyer. So we see that it's not honest. So he's mechalik, that there's a different kind of onsin. If it's honest mitzad the mocher that he's giving him, I'm selling your house and I'm saying if I don't bring the money to be podet, so then it'll be yours. So mitzad the mocher honest, it's not called the onus because I sold it to you and I didn't be mekayim my part of the tanai. But if the mocher says a tanai that'll bring the money and the onus is mitzad de lokeach, it's mitzad acher, so then it would be called the onus. So memela the onus of Bote Arichoma could be, would be called the onus, just like the agudayesk. So then he says that onus biyamachon is not called the onus. And then he brings another raya. The Gemara says, Paske Mavra, the Gemara in the Dorman. Ksuvis, that person said he will bring rayas for a certain din Torah by 30 days. And the last day, he wanted to come across, and there was no boat to carry him across. He was onus and coming. So he said, Chazuda, so we say it's not called the onus. So we see that onus biyomachron is not called the onus. So that's why the Nesivus is mechalik, that there's a difference between if the onus is mitzad de moicher or mitzad de lokech. If the tanai was mitzad de moicher and the onus was mitzad de lokech, so we say a onus does help. And he's potter, and memele he has to give back the house. Only what that we say that onus be a machron is not onus. But if the onus is mitzad de moicher himself, there has to be mekayim the tanai, so then we say it's not called the tanai. It's not called the onus. Then the Ksos answers back on the Raya of the Nesivus that he brings from the Inyan of Ribis. So the Ksos answers in the Sefer Meshoivev Nesivus that he wrote to answer the Nesivus Kashas on him. And he says that the Rashba in Gitin says Mefurish in Dafai and Dalit that Boti Arichoma, the Torah called it a Mechira and didn't call it a Mashkanta. The Torah called it Mefurish and it's called a Mechira. Only the Rashba says that the Torah gave us Chus to buy it back to be Goel. When he buys it back, then it's misbara lemafreya that it never was a mechira, it was called a halva. So Mamela, everything is true. It's true that it's a mechira, and it says chus geula like tekstosis. I want the Gemara says that it's called ribis. So we say that's not a kasha, because once you're goyle, then it switches back lemafreya retroactively. It's called like halvoy. There's a vort that some say b'shem the Ragachover, but it's printed from Reb David Soloveitchik b'shem the Briskarov. And in other Sforim, I saw it, they says, why does it say in the Mishnah, Shoyver es hadeles v'nichnas? Why does he have to tell us how to go in? So the Briskarov said, because since it's called a mechira, like the Ketur says, it's sold to the buyer, so then, so the one who bought it, it's his. Then when the one who sold it is Goel, so he gets it back, so he still has to make a kinyan. So which kind of kinyan does he make? So he breaks the house and breaks the door. So it's like Noal Godar parts, he's doing a new kinyan of Chazaka. So this he can't say. I saw already the Shmuel Rozovsky Sekasha. It's Pasha that you can't say that, because the Rashba says that it's called a Mechira, and once he's goyled, it switches back into becoming Alvoy. So Memela, even if you'll say that it's called a Mechira and he's goyled and he's buying it back, but Lemaisa switches back to becoming Alvoy, and it never was a Mechira, so he doesn't need to make a new Kinyan. There's no need to make a new Kinyan. It's interesting that Reb David Soloveitchik didn't ask the Kasha from the Rashba. I think that will complete this union of Ones Biomachron. So we have a machlokes, the Aguda and the Nemuki Yosef, if Ones Biomachron is called the Ones, if you could daven it Ashlum and if you pushed it off till the last minute. So the Maisa Lefi, the Taz and the Mogen Avram, that they paskin not like the Aguda. So Memele, it's called the Ones, and the Ketos paskin that it's called the Ones. And it would be called, you would be able to daven a tashlumin if you pushed it off and the last minute you had an onus. And legabi nedorim, the Ramo brought a machlokis. And the Sivet says that the machlokis is dafka legabi the union of neder. He has a whole chilik between the union of neder and boti orichomo and other things. The Mogen Avraham says that it could be legabi neder or shvuah. The Ramo was machmer, he brought both shittas. But beikar adin, shochach is called or shochach or ones biomachon is really called the ones, but legabin adorim it's died to be machon.